This is the Better Life, Better Work show, and I'm your host, Allison Crow. I'm an intuitive life and business coach and an irreverent priestess with modern soul medicine for the everyday extraordinary woman or man, and I'm here to help you create better life and better work. This show covers topics on thinking and mindset, business and life strategy, and of course, spirituality and energetics as well. You're listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. More is not better, better is better.
Hello, friends. I've missed you. Yes, I know. I've been away for a little bit. I slacked off on recording podcasts for the last couple of months. I vacillated between being kind of hard on myself and shitting all over the place, but ultimately I got to a place of just acceptance for where I am. And this winter, starting in November, I've just felt myself go into a little bit more of managing energy, of softening energy, of allowing myself not to create so prolifically. I've been doing a lot of introspective work. I have been taking care of my current clients, and I just gave myself a break, but I'm back today. So today, episode number 26, I'm going to be talking about a year-end review. So I'm conjuring up something that I used to do a few years ago. I used to do a year-ending and beginning ceremony for my followers. This was a free ceremony that I did. And part of that ceremony, I'm going to be doing it again this year, either on the 30th or 31st of December. But today I'm going to go over my own year-end review. And I haven't really written anything down, but I'm going to walk through some questions that will be a part of the beginning of the ceremony. And I'm just going to take some time here. So it's the Friday before Christmas, the last working day of this year for me. And I'm going to take some time and look back, and I want to encourage you to do the same thing, but to look back over 2017. And I notice I also have my journal close by. You might hear some rustling of pages. And one of the things that I called in for this year was community. And then I noticed I opened up to my journal to this page. I think I'm actually going to rip it out and keep it on my desk somewhere with all the other little things of inspiration. I'd written this on Tuesday, February 14th, 2007. I am a light of divine love and wisdom with an open heart. I learn and grow and share and serve. I offer conversations, coaching, retreats, sacred circles, classes, events, and workshops that benefit my clients and the world's highest good. My offerings are in high demand with strong, wise, open-hearted, high-achieving women and men. I am supported by talented team members who are skilled and enjoy the work deliciously. I am a leader and light that is attractive to high-vibing people, energy, and wisdom. I'm a channel of divine love, energy, and wisdom. I'm paid well, over $300,000 to $500,000 a year or better for this exchange. I am a wise steward, gifter, saver, spender of my wealth and money. My workshops, transformational healing, helps change the world, and it's extremely popular worldwide, and so it is. Just one of the fun random pages that I opened up to. I also ask the universe for a lot of both and, I see, for connection, but independence. And so it's going to be fun to kind of go through this, because I will definitely say that on the outside, it looks like my world is a lot different than that declaration that I made in February. So I do believe that no matter how the outside of life unfolded in 2017, I believe that life happens for us, not to us. And even if there was darkness, I promise there was also light. And in a lot of the darkness that I've seen, I've also been able to see the light side. So in looking back and review some of the grand gifts and miracles that showed up, the grand ones. Oh, the grand gifts that showed up. So the first one was a move back to Austin, the Austin area. for me was at the beginning of the year, I certainly didn't expect that we'd be moving back to Austin come April, May, June. That energy started stirring, and by June we were well on our way to moving back to Austin. That was completely unexpected because we were just really settling into life in Denton, Texas, in our big house with our beautiful yard and this new life. And I remember last Christmas going to my son's graduation at his mother's house and his birthday and just seeing all the family around. And I looked at Bill and I was like, if we don't get back here, we're going to miss out on some stuff. And so one of the biggest gifts that's shown up is, especially in the last 6 months, has been we've been able to spend time with our kids, my husband's children, Will and Samantha, a lot more regularly without it being a special occasion. So often, like, our daughter will be bored and she'll come over and hang out with us. We got to spend more time in the first month here with our son Will and his fiance Amy than we did in the 3 years that we were gone. So that's one of the grand gifts and miracles that showed up. Another one that I did not expect was a level of simplicity. In the move that we made, we sold so much of what we had. We sold stuff that we used, and we definitely got rid of things that we did not use. And we pared down before we got here. And then even after we got here, we still ended up taking 2 truckloads to Goodwill to just release a lot of the stuff. And so what that has given us is, in our new home, there's a sense of spaciousness. There's not a lot of clutter. There is a sense of simplicity and peace, which is really, really nice to have. Another one of the gifts that showed up was a new way of working. So I also have a question in here, like, what are some of the things you created? What did you create in your life and work this year? And holy shit, you guys, never at the beginning of the year, pretty much everything that I'm ending up the year with was not necessarily on my radar. I had an idea in January that I wanted to kind of possibly create some kind of membership program for clients to work with me. I had an inkling of my prices changing, of opening up availability to more people. And I did begin to study it then. And it took 9 months. And at the end of October, I opened Soulful Success School, which is my membership program for coaching clients, where now most all of my clients work with me in this way at a much more affordable and ongoing rate than charging $1,000+ a month. And so that was huge. Creating that required quite a few new things too. There was a lot on the back end. So created a whole new website, actually created 2 new websites, because created the new website, the new membership site, the new branding, the new back end of Entreport. So there were tons of energies and tasks invested in, and dollars invested in, new structures and new systems and new ways of working in my business. And now that that is all set up, it feels really good. It was expensive to do the branding. It was expensive to hire the kind of help to have the back end of this program function the way that I needed to back so that I could serve my clients on the front end. And I still honestly haven't quite recouped those expenses, but it's only been 3 months. So, like, I really want to pat myself on the back for taking a giant risk and trusting my gut and my intuition. So the other thing that happened was my intuition kind of pulled back from doing the in-person retreats. I was able to do retreats at my old house, and my new house is small. It's a downsizing house. It's not conducive to having lots of company. It's just a different energetic space here. It's more foundational and simple here, whereas my other house was this big, fancy, glorious place that you just wanted to share with lots of people, and it commanded color and energy and attention, and we did retreats and painting and dancing and sessions there. It was unbelievable. So it's been an interesting transition from doing lots of this expensive group work, expensive in-person work, expensive coaching, then to transitioning to this online connected community of both business and life coaching students and members and clients, and creating a new kind of community. It's still, so the energy of these things for me as I closed out from leaving the Denton House and halfway through the year started this new way of being, was I became a beginner again. After 15 years of being self-employed and finishing 12 years of being a coach, so in February I'll start my 13th year of being a coach, I put myself in the position of being a beginner financially, structures, systems, the way that I was working, because the way that I'm working now actually has a pretty big different base of followers. It's interesting. I have some other thoughts about that. I've shared them with my clients, but about how sometimes it feels harder to create a $200 a month client than it does to create a $15,000 client. And I've also loved it. So let's see. I created this new home. I created life near my parents and my brothers and sisters. I've created the space. I have created more stability and foundation. So one of the other big things that came for me after the last 3 years in Denton was a new awareness of my own spending habits and the way that I did money. And that came through reflection of seeing my parents go through some financial struggles here in their senior years. And their problems really bothered me for a long time. And this was the year that I realized, oh my gosh, I shouldn't live beyond my means. I shouldn't be delusional with my money. I should put money away. And so I made a real conscious choice to do money differently. Well, now here's what's interesting. If you make that conscious choice to do money differently, which part of what we did was downsize the house and just change the way we wanted to live as nicely as possible with as little outgo as possible. So that means that in restructuring what I did for my business, I let go of a lot of my team. I let go a lot of things that I was paying other people for because I frankly have the time to do them myself. So for example, I used to have an amazing team working on the podcast, but I taught myself how to record. I taught myself how to splice the intro and the outro and how to do all that work. So I've been doing my own admin. So I cut down my business expenses. We cut our living expenses way back. Now here's where it's funny, because I also changed the way I did my business. I also drastically cut down my income, which is interesting because one of the things that has gotten me as an entrepreneur over the last 15 years, because I'm a risk taker, because I tend to move quickly, and because I tend to spend before I plan, I've always been a little bit behind in getting my taxes saved. Instead of paying them quarterly, I've had the bad habit of paying one quarter and then getting behind. And then come April, I have 3 quarters of taxes to pay. And that creates a little bit more financial burden versus just taking out the third that I want to take out, saving it, paying my quarterly taxes. So this year I paid quarterly taxes based on last year's income. And as I track my reports, it's kind of funny because through October, I had paid as much in taxes as I had netted. And so I never would have guessed that this year that I spent less, but I also earned less, is actually going to be the year that sets me right side up. So I it's interesting because there's a part of me that feels a little bit of shame or feels like I'm losing in the competition. Like, aren't we supposed to get better every year? But it's interesting perspective when I look at my numbers and I feel a sense of relief for having made less, but also having already paid all my taxes and covered my living expenses, which is setting me up to help chunk down and pay down my debt much more quickly. So it's been fun. The last 4 or 5 months, I've actually made less money than I have per month in, 5, 6, 7 years. And a third of that money has been going to pay down debt and taxes. And so I've been living off of a whole lot less. And so all this long story is, it's amazing to see in 1 year, even 6 months, what new money patterns I'm creating, and not from a place of scarcity. So I think in the past, that was one of my problems. When I think about the lesson learned, was I was thinking that, oh, if I saved, if I didn't spend as much, I was in a scarce mindset. But instead, I'm seeing the abundance in it, that I'm actually moving some of this abundant energy to my future, to my foundation under my feet. So interestingly, I've also been given lots and lots of spiritual guidance and direction and channeled messages and cards, and everything keeps calling for grounding and foundation, first chakra work. And so it's interesting, at this house, every morning when I go out and I take my dogs out to go to the restroom, if there's no clouds in the sky, I step out from, you know, I have this very blank, plain backyard now compared to what I had. And my dogs go out to do their business. And one night around 5:30 in the morning, I go out, I let the dogs out, and I just felt the stars call to me, step out from under the eave, put your feet in the grass. We are your backyard now. And I saw this glorious, expansive sky, the stars. I basically live in the country outside of Austin, and I saw the beautiful sky, and then my feet were in the ground, and I just hear these messages of, here you are, Allison, at 45, building an entirely new foundation. And so that is a lot of what I've created this year. And I guess, you know, I have this thing written in my journal, and everything gets bigger and better and bigger and better. And how can one put out a podcast or branding that says, bigger is not better, better is better? And as big as I've always been, there has been a part of my foundation that has been really rocky, and that if I were to continue in that path, I would put myself in a position when I'm older that would not be good. And so this year was the year of me going back into the foundation of my life and my business and doing that solid foundation work. It's not pretty. It's not glamorous. It's not necessarily fun. It's very thick. It is at times dense and heavy. At times it's extremely boring. It does not make good social media posts because it's not happy and fun and rainbowy. But I've also felt this deep grounding sense that I am creating something new for myself. I am stopping a pattern that has gone on for possibly generations in my family. I'm creating new money patterns. I'm creating a future for myself and my husband. I'm creating a future for my clients. I'm creating more with less. And I have a feeling the more will be back. I have no doubts that my income will be back up, but I've created these new habits. So that's a lot of the combination of some of the things I've created as I look back, both the inner work and the outer work, and some of the lessons that I've learned. And I tell you what, I did not realize when all this was starting, like I had a little bit of knowing this and that, and until the last week, I didn't even realize how it all came together. And it's been fascinating how, as everything came together in the last weekend or so. So I went and spent some time with some girlfriends in Colorado last weekend. And it's so fun to spend time with colleagues and community and sisters and brothers who speak and think like you do. That's another thing I created, was a lot of community, both in person and in person time with people who are really important to me, who think like me, who challenge my thinking, and who also remind me to see the divine in ordinary life. And so last week, it was so fun as I was with my friend Isabel and Amy and Rebecca, and some of the things that we were talking, and Isabel was just receiving these transmissions and channels and She had no idea what I was going through. And it, of course, was all about grounding and foundation and healing the first chakra. And I was just blown away because I really can't do the stuff I long to do, desire to do without that foundation. And so if you're in a foundational place, I really just want to encourage you. I know sometimes being a beginner is difficult. Being a beginner is difficult. Being a beginner after having been a master is difficult. Starting something new is difficult, whether it's a new diet, a new way of living, a new way of working, a new relationship. There's both excitement, but then there's also like this climbing up a hill. And I have no doubt that at some point in the future, I will feel that glorious fun and ease and flow and prosperity. And this year has just been the year of tightening things up. And in the past, tightening things up felt so shitty to me. It felt like I was depriving myself of something. And this year, it feels like I am giving myself the gift of something that until now, I've never been able to give myself. And so when I look at my own questions, what lessons did I learn? One of the lessons that I've learned is I can do hard things. I have learned the lessons of letting go of stuff. I come from a family of collectors and not quite hoarders, but we tend to attach to our things. And I've learned how to release a lot of that stuff. I think there's only been one or two things where I look and go, ooh, where's that thing? Did I get rid of it? And so much of it I don't miss. I learned that all I need is my husband and my dogs and our Tempur-Pedic bed to be happy. I've also learned that when you follow these nudges and this inspiration, that the universe conspires to make things work. So it was kind of fun. In the whole house moving saga, there were some really delicious financial surprises. We ended up buying our favorite house. It's the nicest house, but it also had the most incentives. And we received so many financial gifts in buying this house. We even still received extra gifts. We received an extra $1,000 from our builder that we didn't even know about. And we got that last month. And then this month, I got $156 from my cable provider out of the blue. And so it's been fun to see the other ways that the universe has shown up to let us still, even though we moved out of the big fancy house and sometimes miss it, I definitely miss that super sexy backyard with the pool and the gardens. And we've moved into a blank slate home. And so again, we're beginners. Our backyard is a beginner backyard. We just planted those two trees. And so I've learned the lessons of being at the beginning of something again, even though I'm technically not at the beginning, even though it's just the beginning of a new phase of our life together. I've learned that I'm resilient. I've learned that change is good. I've learned that taking risk is important. And I've learned to, you know, taking a risk on my business this year, it's funny because I would always say, oh my gosh, this could totally fail and it could totally work. And I think sometimes we think we know whether or not it's going to work quickly. And my program has been going for 3 months. We have the doors closed right now, but they'll open again probably around February. And so far inside the group, it's working. So far, it's earning a really nice chunk of income. And I also failed in the sense that I didn't even get close to the number of people I wanted to have by the end of the year. So that's some of the other things. What are some of the ways that I failed this year? And one of the things I talk about in this ceremony that we're going to be doing is that failure is actually glorious. Failure shows where you took a risk, where you got in the game and you played life. So one of my failures was, in my mind, not making as much money as I thought I wanted to. One of my failures was not having as many people in my program at the end of the year. I wanted to have 111 by the end of the year, and we're at 33, magic number. What else did I fail in? I probably spent some money that I don't really have any regrets, but I'm learning how to spend money on support that actually makes me money. versus support just because I don't want to do something. I don't really have a hard time doing a lot of technical things, and I have plenty of time to do them. So I think there's some ways that I certainly failed in my money spending. I have failed. Here's where I failed. The last 6 weeks or so, I have failed in getting my 10,000 steps a day. So for very many months of this year, I've done my 10,000 steps a day. I was gently and beautifully bringing myself back to full health and kind of hit a little slump here. We started walking the dogs. They're all reasons or excuses, but I've noticed that my average has dropped back down to 5,000, and that's just not enough for me. So my intention is to get back in on that. So that feels like a little bit of a failure. And yet with failure of these things, I don't feel shame. I just notice it, right? So that's another thing, like another big win that I had was a class on thought management that I taught my clients last week. And it was so fun to have them wake up and email me and say, holy shit, that thought management tool that you taught us really helped me unravel things. And so another way that I failed is not even using my own thought management tools about things like how I spend money or doing my walking, etc. So let me see what other questions. So that was hooray for failures. How have I changed, grown, or shifted in the past year? I think I've talked a lot about that. And if I could talk to myself a year ago, I love this question. If I could talk to myself a year ago in December, what would I say? It's so funny because I don't know if I would let Allison a year ago know all the shit that was about to go down, because she might have freaked out about it. But I would have told her, you can handle anything that comes your way. Things are going to be a lot different. You might feel confused at times. You might feel a little flat, but everything is rewiring. You're doing a massive remodel on your life and work, and it's going to be a construction zone for quite a while. But the payoff will be a miracle unlike no other. So that's kind of fun to think about. There are so many things I appreciate. I appreciate the community of people. I appreciate the new friends that I've made in Austin. So one of the things I was really missing in Denton was colleagues who worked in the similar fields that I do or in the same ways, same age groups. And I have felt really blessed and lucky to meet a handful of girlfriends and even new clients here in Austin, Texas. And I've been gentle about doing that and connecting, but I'm still moving forward and was even able to have a party at my house and had 12 or 13 people here. And that was just really yummy for my heart. As an introvert, it's so easy for me to be behind the computer and to not get out face to face. But one of the things that I really called in for 2017 was community. And I do want to encourage you, wherever you are listening to this, to take time to call a friend, go to lunch, go to dinner, maybe go to a women's group or a networking meeting. We need community. And I know that sometimes I accidentally replace my sense of community with the interactions I get on social media. They're wonderful. And I also know the feeling like when Jennifer and Sherry, who I've met online and known them for years online, but when they walked into my house for a Queen's Christmas party earlier this month, it was amazing. So I just want to encourage you. I know how much having that community has meant a lot to me. And finally, in my year in review, what I'd like to release. I'd like to release the feeling of denseness. I'd like to feel the strong foundation and release the feeling of denseness. I'd like to release my lisp. I have a little bit of allergies going on, so all the air is coming out of my mouth. My sweet friend in Australia would probably be laughing because this whole podcast is mouth breathing. And it is what it is here in Austin with these allergies. I'd like to release wonky health. I'd like to release fear of doing something new. I'd like to release any perceived slump that I've been in. I'd like to release comparison. That is a huge one. I definitely would like to release comparison. And I would like to remember, and I'll close out with this, these final things. I have this written up here on my desk. It's dated June 8th, 2012. And so I'd like to remember, and as I began to think about 2018, I'd like to remember this wisdom from my angels, and I share it with you today. Allison, surround yourself with beauty. They will come to you. Be spicy. You are the aroma. Breathe in. You are encircled. Focus on your work instead of others. Nurture your insides. Nurture your body. You know what is coming. Small bites and Kaizen steps. Meditate often. Ask for what you want and need. Write and create every day. Dare to be rich. Thank you. Love to you all. Stay tuned. Sign up at AllisonCrow.com if you want to be sure to get information about, I'm going to be doing this live, reviewing and releasing 2017 and welcoming in 2018. I have a beautiful, colorful workbook that I'll be sharing with you, but you have to be on my email address book to get the info about that. You can sign up at AllisonCrow.com. Also be looking forward to, we'll be opening the doors to Camp Starheart. My live event is scheduled for April 25th through 28th in Austin, Texas here. And then at the beginning of February, if you want to get on the wait list, you can go to www.coachwithallison.com and you can sign up to be on the wait list for when the doors of Soulful Success open back up. Until then, thank you. Oh, wait. I can't believe I forgot this. This is one of the things I created. So here we are, the last week of 2017. And in 2017 was the year I created this podcast. So I have a total, including this episode, even though it's episode number 26, I have these bonus episodes that I didn't number. So I did 30 episodes. I did not make it to 52, but I did 30 episodes. And I have listeners all over the world. Someone told me today she listens to every episode twice, and that just made me feel so good. I think sometimes with the podcast, I'm such a whore for attention and for recognition. Recognition is one of my values in having a podcast. You know, it's this thing that I do quietly here in my office and I put out into the world, and I don't really know when people are listening. And so just a final little pat on the back. I want to thank you for listening. I'm not even counting downloads. It's like a prayer flag. I create it and I release it into the wind. And I hope that it blesses you. If it has blessed you, maybe you'll share with somebody else. I would like to be a little bit more consistent, but I'm also going to do whatever my heart is called to do as I go forward in 2017. But I can't believe I forgot to put that on the what all did I create in my life and work in the last year. Hello, the Better Life, Better Work show. So I'm patting myself on the back. I'm going to continue doing this work. Thank you. And I love you. Till next time.
This show is Leroy Brown and Clementine approved. They're here to encourage you to think about adopting before you shop for your next pet. More is not better, better is better.